150 years ago, Madison was little more than a swamp and a few buildings. This year, it celebrates a milestone hard to pronounce, something unannounced by Mayor Dave Cieslewicz, whose own surname trips up some tongues.
This is, of course, a challenge for all of you in the media, especially in the electronic media, where you might be required to say Cieslewicz and sesquicentennial in the same sentence.
Madison incorporated in 1856, a decade after Milwaukee, and nearly two decades after Madison became the state capital. Other older communities were settled earlier, but didn't necessarily become actual cities until later. For instance, European fur traders lived in Green Bay and Prairie du Chien in the 17th and 18th centuries. Michael Stevens from the State Historical Society says Madison is not old when compared to those areas of Wisconsin. However, Madison was among the first wave of communities wanting to establish themselves as cities.
You had a whole slew of incorporations and city governments being set up in the 1850s. But then when you look at the northern part of the state, you don't see those incorporations taking place till 1870 or 80. So this is right on the edge of the frontier.
A century and a half later, the word frontier is not used to describe Madison and nearby expanding suburbs. Home and business construction is rapid and has increased the urgency of those wanting more land use planning. Mayor Cieslewicz says the sesquicentennial gives the community a chance to review history and take stock of current challenges. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.